This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
When you have someone in your home putting in this type of product, they need to understand and know the product and have experience. First of all, ask them how many years they've been in business, number one. Ask them how many times they've put the product in that's going in your home and that they're recommending. Those two questions will save you a lot of money.
This is Brad with Rocky Mountain Voices. I'm here with Tom Morris from Safe and Sound Systems. Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your background, Tom. You've been doing this for how many years?
About 8 years. Before I came into this industry, I could barely plug in a VCR. Today, I can fully automate a house and understand the technology that goes therein.
And Safe and Sound, how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business 11 years.
And you've seen a lot of change over the last 11 years, I'm sure, as it relates to home automation. What kind of things have you seen that have changed for the better for the consumer?
Automation has always been an expensive product, and today it is brought in the range of an affordable product that a customer can put as little as they want into the automation or go in and redo their whole house with lighting and with security and with controlling their thermostats. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun, and it's affordable.
And I think that's a big point. I mean, consumers have been restricted from a lot of things until the price gets down. What kind of price should someone think about if they're putting in a home automation? Let's talk about a starter home average person.
Well, somebody can go as little as putting in a one-touch remote that takes all of their remotes that controls their TV, putting in a simple home theater controller in the home, and spend as little as about $750 programmed and installed. Or they can take and spend anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 controlling their lighting and their whole system throughout their house.
So it's quite a scalable solution then, and you're talking about the average residential home all the way up to custom homes.
Our company does anything from a $250,000 home all the way up to a $10 to $15 million home. Sure, you have to position your products right. With Control 4, we really take a home that's anywhere from $1.5 million, $2 million, all the way down to a $250,000 home. And we take and have a design meeting with them, sit down, figure out what the client really wants in their home, and then we position that product correctly for as little as they want, all the way up to as crazy as they want to get in their home.
What do you think some of the best points of the Control 4 system for lifestyle in a person's home?
Lighting to video integration and being able to take a product and sit down in the family room, turn on the remote, be able to watch a movie, and then if you want to go upstairs into your master bedroom, be able to watch that same movie or a different movie there in your home.
I love the idea of a single remote. I've got Pioneer systems, I have Sony systems, I have other systems in my home, and the devices all work differently, the remotes all work differently, and the thought of a single remote is almost enough to turn me over personally to give you a call.
That's what's so fantastic about today, is being able to have that. The greatest thing today is being able to have customers who call you up and say, hey, thanks so much. You made it so simple, so easy. It's so convenient to be able to grab that remote. It's convenient to be able to go touch the screen up on the wall and be able to pull up music, to be able to control the thermostat, to be able to control the security. And that's the great thing. The biggest change is automation has been complex and it's been very expensive. Today, it's affordable and it's convenient, it's simple, and it's very easy to use.
And that's speaking from someone who's done this for a few years and watched the business grow and change.
Well, the big thing is my real interest in this business has always been to be able to take products to average people out there in the market and be able to let them have the experience of what people out there who have the money to afford big toys. Now, anybody out there who owns a home that wants to be able to have some of these fun things in their house can get it done. So it takes a great integrator, which we feel our company is a great integrator, with a great company like Control 4, putting those hand in hand together and being able to understand what that customer wants. And I think that's the big key, is taking a company and taking these products and being able to integrate that together and make it a great situation for the customer.
We walked into your showroom here a minute ago and looked around. I saw lots of TVs and cool big screens and all kinds of stuff. Your environment looks like a great place to have customers come in and see what they can get. It's almost showing them the future.
Well, it was a big investment for my partner, Craig Stoltz, and I to be able to sit down and really lay out and design. And Craig is the present CEO of the company. He's the one that really laid this design center out. And the one thing that he has done in that design is he's made it very nice for customers to be able to come in, feel comfortable, and be able to select their product and walk away going, wow, look at what we can do in our home. And you know what's exciting is I sit in on a lot of salespeople's appointments, that type of stuff, and love to hear the response that we get from our customers. And you know what? We're in a great business. It's fun. It's exciting.
I find that the future of where this is at and the things that I can do in my home, it's best explained through a product demonstration. So I think having the systems implemented here in your showrooms got to be big as far as helping people understand. The other thing that I find is interesting is that today these products can be driven in a certain extent through the internet. How is your customer working with you and this internet generation to integrate their home kind of through the internet?
One of the great things with Control 4 and their product is they have a product called Foresight that allows you to be able to go onto the internet and be able to pull up your home through high-speed data today, which is phenomenal, and be able to be in Chicago, be in New York, Hawaii, wherever you would like to be, and be able to, you're one touch away from your home where you can control your lights, control your security, be able to, and it's kind of fun, you can actually play games with people in your house if you want to be able to turn lights off and on and that type of stuff. But for the convenience and the comfort of being able to know that, oh man, we left, we forgot to turn the heat down, to be able to do that. And then let's say you're jumping on a flight from back east, it's very cold and you're coming back and there's a snowstorm in your town where you live, you turn up the heat, walk in to the home, and it's nice and comfortable. Not too many places you can do that at an affordable price.
And from a dealer perspective and an integrator, more importantly, it feels to me like as a customer or a consumer playing with my system on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to learn what I want the more I play with it. It feels to me like the internet for you guys is now a new tool. Rather than make that sales call out and configure the system, you can just kind of tweak the system remotely?
What's great about that is as a integrator in this business is the ability to be able to service people's homes right here from our office and be able to save them money. And that way we don't have to roll a truck out to their site. And how many times do people call up and they want to have it done right now? Where we have a tech right here in the office that can pull it up, take care of their system, and they're happy, they're excited. It happened for them, it's very quick. And they're on their way, loving their system.
What do you see happening over the next 5 to 10 years? The consumer is really the one benefiting because of lower prices and more selection and standardization of these systems. What do you see happening?
I can see that with the product that's out there is designing more packages so more people can be aware and have this product in their home. I think right now it's in its infancy stage of being an affordable product. Over the next 5 to 7 years, I see product getting better, becoming not only easier to use, but being the marketing that's done right now on a product like this, more homeowners have it out there, more people, it's going to be easier for them to get. You know, with our company, we feel that it's all in the integration and you got to have the right product. I think technology is always changing. And one thing that I always tell people as I meet different companies throughout the United States is you got to find great partners. And Control 4 is a great partner because they have engineers and people that are always designing new product. They meet with us all the time and tell us what's coming in the future. And some of the things that are out there are really, really exciting. And that is making it easier and more convenient and more simple for people to be able to pull their systems up through the internet and coming out with different ways to be able to automate and control your home.
Let's talk a little bit about existing homes. There's lots of people who live in homes today that don't have, they hadn't planned for this kind of technology to come into their home, but they may want it. How do you guys work with the homeowner that already has a home?
That's what's really so exciting, is because it's a great opportunity for not only that homeowner, great opportunity for us, is because there's not too many companies out there that actually in the retrofit market can really go out into an existing home and put, let's say, lighting control in. Let's say automating the control of your thermostats throughout the house, being able to go in and put music in the home. With this product, it allows you to be able to do that and to be able to do it easy without having to redo all your electrical. You can pull your old switches off, put your new switches in, and there you go.
And how do I do that, though? I mean, how do you do that as an integrator? Is it the technology or is it know-how you brought?
I think it's both. I think the technology from Control 4 for sure is a retrofit product that you can put in an existing home. And that's really a huge thing because there's not too many companies that have the ability to do that. I think the most important thing, and I always tell homeowners, is select your integrator. Because in this type of a market, it's more important than even new construction that you find the right integrator who can actually climb in the attic, do certain things to be able to make that retrofit a lot easier.
How should we tell people to get started? What do you advise people that have this harebrained idea of putting home automation in their system? How do you tell them to get started?
Whether you're building a new home or whether you have an existing home, come down here to our showroom. We sit down with you, one of our salespeople, myself, my partner, and we have just a little visit and talk about what you're looking to do in your home. And if it's an existing home, we come out to the house. Always, I believe the most important thing is to sit down, walk through the home, see exactly what you're looking for, and then come back to our design center and sit and select the product that you're looking at. You know, it's interesting. Right now, I'm doing about 6 remodels right now with Control 4 product, which is great. Those homeowners are taking their home, tearing it apart, and some of the walls, existing walls, that type of stuff are in there, but they have new construction also, so we're able to retrofit product and we're able to put new stuff in and hardwire it. So the most important thing is come in, sit down with us, and we look over your plans and we start to ask you questions, and I guarantee you one thing, you'll understand and you'll start to think, oh wow, I didn't think you could do this. I didn't think you could do that. Oh, that would be fun. This would be exciting. And you'd walk in. Most places you go to, you walk in, it's kind of like, oh, honey, we got to go over here to do this. Well, I guarantee you, people walk into Safe and Sound Systems with the attitude of, we're going to have fun. Because entertainment in a home is key in keeping people happy with great attitudes. And that's what we love to do here, is to help people to be able to have a great home, a great family atmosphere, where they can keep their kids at home with great entertainment.
I've enjoyed learning more about how you guys work and how to expect to work with a dealer and an integrator. I think you guys bring in some specific talent that I obviously do not have. Is there any gotchas that you have found in the process that you want to advise people to be prepared for?
The gotcha out there is that there's a lot of companies out there. Be careful when selecting a company to do your audio video. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of people that will tell you that they can go out and do something in this industry. And when you have someone in your home putting in this type of product, they need to understand and know the product and have experience. First of all, ask them how many years they've been in business, number one. Ask them how many times they put the product in that's going in your home and that they're recommending. Those two questions will save you a lot of money and a lot of headache, because this industry is notorious for taking new product, taking into people's homes, and it not working effectively. And be careful of the product you put in your home.
Good advice. I appreciate your time tonight, Tom. Thanks for sitting down with us and sharing a little bit more about an integrator's perspective of home automation.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.